I'm Ken Zomley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Summertime, and the living is thick with regional festivals. Up to our elephant's eye, if we can mix musicals. This weekend, Macomb's 31st annual Heritage Days presents its theme, Macomb's Tradition of Female Social Activism. The event is honoring the history of women in the area and will incorporate the recent efforts of the Macomb Women's Club to raise money for a statue to be placed in Chandler Park, honoring women of Macomb's history. The entertainment continues today and tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. All entertainment is open and free to the public. This afternoon at noon, Dana's Dance takes the stage in Chandler Park. At 1:15, Maggie Dexter. At 2:30, the Mad Hatters. At 5, the Lemmings. And at 7:45, the Onstage Band with comedian Bill Clifton. Tomorrow morning starts with the annual parade in downtown Macomb at 10 o'clock. Back to the Chandler Park stage at 11 o'clock, American Idol contestant Lakeisha Jones will be performing with opening act and local favorite Cindy McClintock. At noon, it's the Classic Country Ladies. At 1:10, Jamie Larson's Dance Academy. At 2:45, Bill Robinson, Family and Friends. It's a Hammer Dulcimer trio. At 5:45, Jason Meadows, a former contestant on the Nashville Star Competition. The country singer from Nashville recently released his latest album, You Ain't Never Been to Texas. And at 8 o'clock, the stage is given to the Texaco Country Showdown. And on Sunday, it's a gospel day. At 1 o'clock, Harmony. At 2:30, the Poor Rich Man's Band Gospel Show. And at 5 o'clock, the Lewis Tradition, a bluegrass gospel group from Georgia. All happening at Macomb's Heritage Days tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. In conjunction with Heritage Days, the Western Illinois Museum brings back its popular guided tours for this Heritage Days weekend. You can walk in the footsteps of C.V. Chandler, a devoted citizen of Macomb, and around Macomb's historic Courthouse Square. The walking tours provide a first-hand look at history. Trained, knowledgeable volunteers from the Western Illinois Museum will lead the fun, informative, and entertaining tours. They last about an hour, and they provide an overview of the historical landmarks of downtown Macomb. The tour is tonight at 6 and tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tours leave from the Western Illinois Museum and are free and open to the public. The Western Illinois Museum is just south of the square at 201 South Lafayette Street. There will be an additional tour, if you miss this one, on Saturday, July 7th at 1 p.m. And also in the midst of all the excitement downtown, the Ann Collins Trio will be introducing its new compact disc at New Copperfield's Book Service on the square. The event is free and open to the public from 1 until 3 tomorrow afternoon. Jazz pianist Ann Collins, with members of the Ann Collins Trio, will be at the Book Service to introduce her new CD, Live at Kofak. Members of the group will be performing and signing copies of the CD. It's all to benefit the Ann Collins Jazz Piano Scholarship at Western Illinois University. The trio includes Ann Collins, of course, at the piano, drummer Woody Brassel, and bassist Jim Betts, and the CD features saxophonist Pete Hannon and vocalist David LaFerry. A longtime Macomb resident, Ann Collins is a professor emeritus at Western Illinois University. She's a jazz music educator and author. That's at New Copperfield's Book Service at 118 Northside Square in Macomb tomorrow from 1 until 3. Here's a track off that new CD. It's Tenor Madness. Thank you. Ann Collins Trio and Friends, releasing a new CD tomorrow afternoon at New Copperfields Book Service in downtown Macau. In Quincy this weekend, it's the 9th annual Midsummer Arts Fair, featuring over 50 fine artists selected in a competitive jury process who are displaying and selling their works, including clay, drawing, fiber arts, glass, jewelry, mixed media, painting, photography, printmaking, and sculpture. And there's entertainment as well. It kicks off tonight with Blues in the District from 5 until 9:30. Fan favorite Preston Shannon will lend his powerful guitar playing and soulful voice to the unique arts meets blues atmosphere only found on the fourth weekend in June in Quincy. Saturday's lineup includes the Quincy University Theater Program, acoustic rocker Graham Pagano, singer-songwriter Bailey Melton, Brigham Young University's Living Legends Dance Troupe, acoustic rocker George Kate, and St. Louis Irish folk band Rusty Nail. And on Sunday, two local favorites, Ben Bunbury and the Messengers, and Cheeks McGee. It's all at Washington Park at 5th Street between Maine and Hampshire in Quincy this weekend. In historic Bishop Hill this weekend, it's the Midsummer Music Festival. It's tomorrow, including main stage performances, music workshops, open jamming, a Swedish maypole celebration, and an old-fashioned barn dance at the Colony School in the evening. It begins at 11 o'clock in Bishop Hill Park with the Blackhawk Pipes and Drums, followed by Manuel III at noon, the Jansen Five at 1, Vanessa and Richard League at 2, and at 3 o'clock, Indiana country singer Tim Grimm. Tim Grimm's album, The Backfields, was named Best Americana Album by the 2006 Just Plain Folks Music Awards in Los Angeles. He was named 2000's Best Discovery in Roots Americana Music by the Chicago Sun-Times, and Male Artist of the Year by the Freeform American Roots DJs. His songs and performances have established him as a unique voice in Americana music.
I spend money, sweat, and time to get to this river of mine. Glory is just around the corner. I can feel it. No one wants to take me there. They say there's trouble in the air. Something terrifying lives out on that river. LaSalle is my name, seeking glory, seeking fame. I've sold everything but this coat and boots I'm wearing. And you see, I have a plan, I'm gonna be a wealthy man. We just gotta keep on heading towards that river. I'm going to China, I'm going to China. My new life will begin when we hit China. Stop me, man nor beast. I'll go down history upon this river. Kings and queens will know my name. This will be my claim to fame. This big river they call the Ohio. Ohio will take you there. Ohio, if you dare. Ohio is taking me to China. And you see, I have a plan. Gonna be a wealthy man. Gotta keep on heading towards that river. I'm going to China. I'm going to China. My new life will begin when we hit China. Going to China.
Indiana country folk roots singer Tim Grimm. He'll be at the Midsummer Music Festival in Bishop Hill tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And if you're not able to make it to Bishop Hill this weekend, you're in luck. Next month, he'll be the featured guest at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston. That will be on Saturday, July 21st. Tomorrow night at 7:30 at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, the Orpheum Theater Red Carpet Series brings a fresh flavor to its programming with British Mania, one of today's most authentic and popular Beatles tribute bands. Take a memorable trip back to the experience of seeing the Beatles at venues like the Cavern Club in Liverpool, the Star Club in Hamburg, the Hollywood Bowl in California, and Budokan Hall in Japan. It's an authentic Beatles experience. Tickets are $20, $25, $30, and $35. An evening with British Mania at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday evening in Rushville, the Rushville Community Band performs in the newly restored Rushville Central Park at the old bandstand. The performance starts at 7 o'clock Sunday evening and ends at dusk. It's free and open to the public. If you want any more information about anything you've heard today, be sure to visit our website at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.